Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a bop, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when, wanna see.
If this world
it go in, out, door, slow. Maybe you would stop, strike, close. And I'm with you, everything goes.
Your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you.
I'm here. Sorry, I'm a little late. I'm late. I'm Diego, and this is Button Pushers, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Radio. I'm gonna bring Kendrick Lamar back in for a bit while I get set up here, I guess. Okay, it's Kate Bush now. Sorry, Kate Bush. Like, you're great, but like, unless you're running up that hill, I don't want to hear it. Okay, sorry. No, that's, she's great. She's great. But that's like the only song I know by her by name. Logging in here, still getting set up. I'm probably going to kick it off with something super original. Like, I don't know if any EDM show has ever played any Skrillex music before, but I'm probably going to start with that. It's a good lead in, very smooth tune that just came out. Let me pull it up. Hopefully, come on. Is my computer going to sync, or am I just going to be very sad on air? That's fine. I'll try it from here. This is Mirage with MPH and Skrillex. Fun little groovy kind of fast house beat into whatever is at the end here. I really like it, though. It's great. Let's get into it. This is, oh my goodness, I almost said the whole call sign thing again. I'll explain why my brain is like at a net minimum of brain cells, but here we go. Mirage!
Creep my arm, sit the rest and creep my arm, sit the rest and creep my arm. for a little while, you know. We're gonna let them get into the vibes. If they don't come up, I'm gonna jump into the crowd and pull them on myself.
Middle drop or that second drop or wherever it is in the song, really pretty. I love that little melodic dun, 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 dun. It's not really like a Rhodes piano, maybe, not really, it's some like chimey piano, a little bit of reverb. Love it, it's great. But yeah, that was Skrillex and MPH. I initially logged the song as Mileage because I was thinking of MPH, like miles per hour, but it's called Mirage. Sorry if I said mileage on air earlier as well. But wow, okay, I'm a little like zonked. I got back from Seattle at like midnight today and like back to my apartment at around like 1:30. It was my first time like coming home to my new apartment, which was very like, it was fun, very kind of weird at first because I'm not used to it, but kind of was awesome. I, like, got home, just threw on a YouTube video and, like, heated up some food and, like, yeah, I don't know. It felt like I was, like, breaking it in kind of. It was nice. And I did kind of, like, miss being in my own space, especially the, like, brand new space. But I was out at Base Canyon in George, Washington is the name of the town. I'm like 99% sure it's the Gorge Amphitheater, like definitely the most beautiful venue I've ever been to. It's just in the middle of like some canyon, and like their slogan for the venue is middle of nowhere, center of everything. They definitely nailed that first part because it is like a 3 mile or 3 hour, sorry, drive from Seattle. And there's nothing around for miles, like not even gas stations or like grocery stores. So very, very cool spot, though. Very fun to be kind of like immersed in so much like nature, I guess, while also listening to strange computer noises. Gotta love it. Speaking of strange computer noises and Skrillex. We'll maybe talk a little bit more about that, because it was an excellent time. I saw a couple people for the first time. We'll get more into that later. But I don't want to do the thing where I talk for like 10 minutes and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to play music, which happens all the time. So we're going to get into another song here. I want to play the new, the new Viper Active and Marshmello. First of all, crazy collab. I feel like Viper Active, like, he's been in the scene for a little bit now, and he definitely got some attention from like Virtual Riot, and Virtual Riot called him out as like, this guy is kind of like next up. Like, I think Viper Active really knows what he's doing. And this collab with Marshmello, a very, very accomplished artist and who's been in the scene for a long time, is great. Like, I heard this and I was like, this is like, this could be a Skrillex track. And I'm not saying that that's supposed to be the standard or anything, but like, it's super impressive for someone who, like, I don't know, people started hearing about Viper Active a lot more, I would say maybe just like a year or two ago. Let's see, what was like one of my first ones that I heard by him? Let's see. Can I even find it? I don't even know if I can find it, man. No, I can't. Okay, it's somewhere in here, though. It was, like, not too far ago. And he's been making music for a longer time than I've known about it, for sure. I want to clarify that. But, like, definitely has been, I feel like, up, like, rising in the ranks really, really, really quickly. Very, very cool stuff. Let's just get into it with this one. I think it's a really, really smooth groove. Really love the percussion in it, too. Great track, great cover art too, just a snake crawling through the Marshmello helmet in the sand. That's super sick. Love that they blended their themes a little bit. Viper Active's got a ton of like desert style and obviously viper themed cover art, so very, very cool here. Let's get into it. This is How I Feel with Marshmello and Viper Active. Smooth, man. I love it. I love that one a lot, actually. I'm probably going to be listening to it a little bit on the way home here, too. I really wish I knew what my first Viper Active song was. I can look at all the songs I have liked by him very quickly. Yay! Was it from Bout to Break, really? I thought I had, like, one more that was a Monster Cat release. But maybe, is that Anxious? No, that, yeah, okay, maybe Anxious was one of my first ones by him, but that was, and then I, like, went back and looked at a couple from 2024 as well. No, actually, these say that they were added by themselves. I don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. Maybe I just found it from, like, the Virtual Riot shouting him out or something, but, yeah, definitely recommend checking out Viperactive. Really, really great. It's really great stuff. Wow, sorry, I'm vacant. The dialogue on this one is gonna be a little back and forth between probably, hopefully, slightly humorous and just, like, droning as my sentences slowly, like, slow down. Like, you know, like, you take the derivative of my sentence speed right here. It's negative, man. And we're going, you see what I mean? Okay, sorry. I feel like my thoughts just kind of, like, disappear as I'm saying them, but... it was a great weekend, just so much moving around, and the sun, which I am very not good at. I'm such a homebody. I love my walls so much. But it was a really, really great weekend. I got to see Tynan for the first time, and a little button pushers fun fact is that Harrison and I kind of, like, I don't know, met, or I would say really, like, secured our friendship through, I would say, through noticing that we both liked Tynan's music back when, I won't say Tynan was, like, up and coming, but, like, Tynan had a couple releases that were collabs with, or one release that was a collab with Oski on the Disciple label, and both Harrison and I were, like, pretty into Disciple, and I think we both kind of heard that, and we're like, we need to listen to more of Tynan's stuff, and, like, since then, I've been a huge, huge fan of him. I seriously think that, like, every once in a while, he produces a song that's like, yeah, this, like, anyone could have made this, but most of the time, he's producing stuff that is, like, so unique and so just, like, I don't know, just very, very fun and very, I would say, like, 11 out of 10 of whatever he's doing. You know, I was thinking I might play some, like, older Tynan tracks because I feel like he's kind of getting his flowers right now, which is awesome, from His Name Is, which is, like, his big, big track off of Tynan Time. We heard it a lot at Bass Canyon. And I was thinking I might go back and play some, like, older Tynan tracks in case, you know, maybe you're hopping on the bandwagon right now. No offense. I'm glad to have you here. Bandwagon has such a negative connotation. Maybe you're joining the group. That's better. You're realizing it's been Tynan Time type stuff. And, I want to play some of the older Tynan tracks that I really, like, love and kind of think defined what I think his production style is and, you know, the stuff that he is really, really good at making. So we might dive into that for a little bit. I did just go off about Tynan, like, forever. You know, we'll play one. Here's His Name Is, but it's the remix. It's a Wizzly remix, W-H-Z-L-Y. Tynan did, like, a remix competition for this song, I think, and picked, like, 20 or so to feature on his Instagram page and then one to release on his remix album. And I would definitely recommend checking out, like, all the ones that he called out on his Instagram page. Like, some of those are really, really gas. I'm trying to remember what some of the names were at this point in time. I'm sorry, I do not remember them. But go check out his page. Go look at them. If you love, like, SoundCloud, you know, what is it, crate digging, just go through some of those, grab some. I think they're really great. This, the one that won, obviously, also really, really good. So we'll get into that to start, and then maybe we'll play some other stuff and then come back to Tynan. I don't know. I'm not really doing this super well or organized because, again, I have net zero brain cells. I think I already said that, or I think last time I said net minimum. That doesn't make any darn sense, Diego. What are you talking about? Okay. I'll save you all from my dialogue. Here is His Name Is, Wizzly Remix. Ah!
Take and keep.
Track, man. The original is also really great. I recommend listening to it. It was so fun hearing that at Tynan set, because like obviously everyone in the pit was there for Tynan, and then when it got to that part, like, it was loud, people singing out the pre-drop vocal and some of the drop too. Oh my goodness. And I was there screaming. My friend got a really good video of me just like going full gremlin mode on it. I gotta toss that on Instagram a little bit later. Show everyone that I do actually leave my house, I promise, not just for radio. But yeah, really, really great track. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll just start with the Tynan deep dive right now. We'll talk a little bit more about Bass Canyon a little later. Wow, okay. I have 83 songs by Tynan saved, so this might take a second here for me to find the ones that I'm looking for. But let me play that Oski, what is it? Oski collab first, because I think it's like honestly still one of my favorite tracks by him. I think, why is it not here? Oh my goodness, I have qualms with certain music cataloging software that I will not say the name of because I'm not sure if I'm allowed to, but here we go. This is Titan by Tynan and Oski off of Oski's Vaporwave EP. Also, this EP goes nuts. Like, please, please, please check it out. I think it's sick. But yeah, this is one of the first tracks that, like, Harrison and I talked about. It came out pretty much right as we were coming to Tufts for the first time for freshman year. And I remember we were, like, in line for some, like, food fest or something. And just listing off some of the artists that we listened to. And I think he was like, I don't know if you've heard of him, but have you ever heard of Tynan? And we just both like geeked out over like five of his songs immediately. And, then we were like, we got to start a radio show together and play this kind of music. And here I am still doing it. Harrison, we miss you. He's not dead. He's like somewhere else, but, no longer, a host of the show. Sometimes he calls in, very rarely at this point, but I got to text him about Bass Canyon too, because Void's opening was something that Harrison told me about like 2 years ago, and if I remember correctly, he was like, it would be cool if Void did this, and then he kind of started doing it. I don't know if this is the first time he's done that style of opening, but very cool. I don't know, it's he's on point with some of that stuff, and he, you know, he's in the scene helping with certain artists like Must Die. Yay, our favorite. Okay, but yeah, okay, I'm done geeking out about Harrison. Where was I dialing this back to? Oh yeah, more Tynan music. This is like one of the first-ish tracks that I would say I found by Tynan. I could actually find the first one in a little bit here, but I want to start with this one because this one really, really cool, especially the intro. I think this intro was like, it's nothing particularly trying to think of what the right word is for this to not make it sound insulting, but like, I don't think there's anything music theory wise or like sound design wise that is particularly standoutish about this, but I hadn't heard it in any song up until this point, and I thought I had heard a lot of weird stuff in music, and I think that really does speak to like Tynan just ability to throw kind of whatever he wants into a song and somehow make it work. So here is Titan with Oski and Tynan. Also just the craziest, sheerest like call, I would say, in the drop of this one. Oh my gosh, it's so sheer. I love it. Let's get into it. So crazy, man. I love that song so much. I think it really does play a lot with like modulating the speed of like the repeat rate or whatever of the samples that he's playing, and like starting the song with a very melodic version of that and then bringing it into the drop of like doing that to whatever that sheer noise is. I keep using the word sheer. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. It's definitely not the right, like, musical term for it. I just, you know, it's whatever. I'm tired. But yeah, really love that one. It was, like, on loop for a really long time for me when it first came out, especially because I was, like, I don't know. I feel like I pulled a lot of late nights early in college, not, like, partying. I unfortunately was not that cool yet. As I say, as if I am now. But I'm pretty cool. I party. Okay, sorry. But I'm, like, alone in the studio making myself crack up. This rules, man. I was telling my housemate, I'm, like, basically manic today. I feel like it takes, like, very little to make me, like, very, very giggly. You know that stage, like, right before, you know, sleep when you've just stayed up a little bit too long? I feel like my body's been in that for, like, the past 6 hours. It's been something, I guess. It doesn't necessarily feel comfortable, but not bad. Anyway, I did find the first Tynan song that I ever heard, which was his remix of Eclipse by Lucas, which is also really good, and again does that thing where it's like, when I first heard it, I was like, I didn't know music could do this. I've never heard sounds like this before. So I want to play the original Eclipse first, because it's a really great trap song from the Monster Cat label. I think this was in 2017, a little late 2017. I'm gonna skip ahead a bit to the drop, and then I'm gonna go to the Tynan remix, just so you can get a little taste of, like, you know, what he did to it versus the original. Wow, yeah, like, I remember, I was, like, looking through, I was like, what was the first Tynan song I heard? And I was, you know, sifting through my library, trying to figure it out. And when I saw this one, I was like, oh, this is, like, a good one. And I remember hearing it for the first time and being like, what the heck, man? And if you can, I highly recommend headphones for this one. It is not going to come through very well on a speaker. Fair warning, I guess. But if you do what you gotta do, well, hopefully you'll still get the feel for it. If you don't, listen to it with headphones a little bit later. Anyway, here's the original. I'm gonna skip a little bit ahead to, like, the build and drop here. Maybe. We will see. I think that song just kind of, like, reeks of, like, old Monster Cat trap era in, like, a good way. It's like, you know, Aerochord if it was made by someone who wasn't terrible to women. That's the PSA for today. Don't listen to Aerochord music. Okay, sorry. I have, like, a tainted, like, wow, I'm sorry, FCC, I didn't mean that. I have a tainted, like, Spotify top 100, because at the bottom it's like, this was the first song you ever listened to on Spotify. It's an Aerochord song, but in my defense, it was before. And it was, like, the first time. It doesn't say it's the last time I listened to it, which I don't even know when that was. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, it's very old, very old Monster Cat trap song, and very old. Okay, it's actually almost 10 years. That's frightening. 8 years? Oh, okay. Anyway, hopefully you remember that, and I wasn't talking for too long. Here is the Tynan remix of it, and oh my god, I'm so excited to hear this in this studio again. I'm sure we've played this on the show before.
I'm not afraid.
Allow me to show you something. We'll be right back.
Hold up.
Allow me to show you something.
And then it kind of does that for a bit. But oh my god, dude, what a transformation of that song. Especially that second drop is just so, like, disgusting. It's so raw and so low. Like, that's what I was talking about with making sure you have your headphones, because I think that one is, like, you really need to feel that one. It is so deep. It's so awesome. Oh, I love you, Tynan, and thank you so much for everything that you do. I know he's listening right now. Sorry, I'm gonna play another one of my favorite Tynan tracks then. We'll probably play two or three more of these. A couple older Tynan songs that I really, really love. This one is Abyss. It's a collab with 1788L. And I think, first of all, perfectly captures, like, what a collab is supposed to be. Like, 1788L, digital, weird, nightmare, robot sounds. And I'm not talking about, like, regular dubstep stuff. Like, his is really, really, like, just listen to his stuff. Some of it sounds like a computer failing, you know? Like, it's very, very true to the digital form, I should say. And then Tynan with his... This was when he was in his, like, whatever that was era, and as well as kind of like a horror slash eerie style kind of thing going on. So this is Abyss, or A-B-Y-S-S, all caps, space between every letter. One of my favorite, like, hard drops of all time, man. Tynan has, like, a ton of the drops on that list, frankly. I think he is one of the artists that could really, really push a speaker to its limits here. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
How do you make that? How do you make that? What are you talking about? I remember, dude, okay, so those two songs, all of the Pandora's Box EP, the remix of Pressure by RL Grime, Terminal from Lost Lands 2018, like all of that. Okay, not Terminal, actually. That came after, I guess. But definitely Pandora's Box, Abyss, and Eclipse Tynan remix. I just played those two songs, and I knew them note for note for note, and I really haven't listened to them in a hot minute, honestly. And it was so fun to know that, like, my body, I love to, like, stim to music and move my arms and hands. Like, I'm probably one step away from becoming, like, a Glover, let's be honest here. And, like, I still knew how to, like, when all the different changes and little switch-ups and little textures and stuff were in the songs. And I'm realizing these were the songs that I was listening to, like, on repeat, just constantly from the hours of, like, 9 p.m. to about 4 a.m., almost, like, every day for, like, 2 months in this span of, like, what was it? I think it was, like, September, October, and November. That's 3, Diego. Good job. When I was just going, like, super, super hard on my scholarship essays and stuff like that, and all kinds of, like, random forms for different colleges, and, like, being, I was 17 going on 18, is it 16 going on 17 or something like that, and I was, like, trying to learn how taxes work, because I needed to get, like, both of my parents' taxes, and that was a whole mess, and the whole time doing all the school stuff, you know. I mean, everybody's worked for a scholarship. A lot of people have worked for a scholarship. You know what it's like. But, yeah, I was definitely up, like, all the time, like, super, super late. And I needed to, like, stay up and keep my mind moving, you know. So I was listening to stuff like that while I'm typing about, like, I really like computers because they do beep boops and stuff. It was definitely a time in my life doing math homework at lunch so I'd have more time for it at home. But yeah, super fun, like, late night music. Feels like you're really burning some midnight oil, like, listening to this and, like, coding or at the time, you know, doing my essays and stuff. So thank you, Tynan, for some of the motivation there. And again, this is, like, I don't know, I feel like these were some of the first tracks I heard that, like, went this hard. Just so much fun. All right, we're gonna jump a little bit ahead here to one of my favorite Tynan EPs, albums. Is this an album? It's an EP. Okay. It's called Songs for Ghosts to Haunt To. And when this came out, I was like, oh yeah, man, this is like, Tynan has been building towards this for a little while now, and it is sick. It is so, like, if a horror movie could be a dubstep album, this is like what that album is. It is so, so good. And I highly recommend listening to, like, all of it. I really love Bye, B-Y-E, as well as Between the Devil and the Sea. But the one I'm going to play on the show today is Pluto the Black Cat, because I think it is nuts. And I love cats as well, so there we go. Here's Pluto the Black Cat. Like, what? That's like alert sirens and, like, yeah, definitely ghosts, something, yeah, music for ghosts to haunt you to, or whatever it is. Songs for ghosts to haunt to. Crazy, crazy stuff in that track, man. I love it. And then he was like, what if we made, like, house music and it was also really, really good? Let's get rockin', man. Here's Rockin' by Tynan.
Keep on rocking.
that's not a house track, but it's really, really good. I was thinking of Digid, I think. D-I-G-G-I-D. Let me play just a little bit of that. I might not even log this one. I'm just going to skip a little bit to the drop because, like, this is so sick too, man. What are you talking about, man?
What you mean, bitch?
ADHD maxing this time, sorry. But wow, like, what do you mean house music can be evil? Thank you, Tynan. That's so sick. Okay. I'm gonna read a PSA quick. I've got a bus to catch at 11:08. I'm feeling a little alive, so I might dip, actually. I kind of want to go home and, like, I have to set up my new place. I'm sorry, but I'm eager, and I might have people over sooner rather than later, and I don't want it to look like a mess, you know? I've got two PSAs. One I'm gonna read, and then one I'm just gonna talk about from Base Canyon as well, really quickly. Let's do early childhood development PSA. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and this station. Yeah, highly recommend, like, speaking to your kids instead of, what was Sam Altman's idea? Use AI to make a podcast about what's happening in your children's lives. No, God, no, do not do that. If you do that, tell me where your children are so that I can call Child Protection Services and have them taken from you because you do not deserve them. Okay, sorry. I know some people are busy. Don't use AI to connect with your kid. Just don't really use it in general. But what are you talking about? And also, how can you be so far away from this planet to think that that is something that people would like and say it publicly? Are you insane, mister? Okay. And my second one is, unfortunately, at Base Canyon this year, someone passed away from some drugs, basically, but it wasn't an overdose. I want to be careful about talking about this because FCC doesn't really like talking about it. But where they got them from was unsafe, and they didn't test them, and they passed away at the festival. And first of all, I just want to say, like, my thoughts and prayers and condolences to them and theirs and their family and their rave team and everything. That is deeply, deeply tragic. It is a space where people are supposed to feel free and comfortable, and it sucks that that happened. And my follow-up on that is, if you're going to be doing any of that, please, please be careful about it. There are methods that are legal to safely test it and make sure that you are going to be healthy. Please, you know, take care of yourself while you're out there. It's really important. And I don't know. This is a sad little, I guess, conclusion to the otherwise very, very fantastic fest. And just, I really love all my ravers out there. So, you know, take care of yourselves, guys. Okay, on to more music. I guess I'll say this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think I'm probably done playing Tynan for a little bit here. Fine, if I have to be. We also got new Space Laces and new Bishu and a San Holo and Tosoki collab. Like, what? What are you talking about? San Holo's really kind of changed the direction of his project, and it is going in a really good direction. I am loving it. We got a Long Story Short x Skybreak collab, but it is nuts. I love pretty much everything Skybreak puts to print, and oh my god. I'm going to be listening to that one on the way home, too, a little bit. But since I only have a couple of minutes left, I don't have time for all of it. What we did get is Bird Phone from Subtronic. So I'm going to be playing that because I think this song is so fun and it tickles my ear and my inner ear and like whatever part of your body reverberates the most to bass sound, you know, resonance and all that. I don't know if it's supposed to be your skin, your organs, or your bones, but maybe all three depending on the frequency. That makes a lot more sense, actually. But here's Bird Phone, man. It's a bird call and some phone noises and then Subtronic's magic. And I love it. And I can't wait to hear it in the studio because it goes so hard live with like real speakers. And this is close. So let's get into it. Bird Phone.